The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. The preliminaries. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to be together and to practice together. So for the theme of the practice for the session together, I'd like to invite us to consider the relationship between appreciating the present moment, whether it's appreciating the sensations in the body, the breath, kind of a sense of appreciation for this present moment. And the relationship between this attitude, this perspective of opening up, appreciation, seeing the good, liking what the experience is, even if it may not be pleasant at all times, but a sense of openness to the experience. And its relationship to samadhi, also translated as concentration, or better perhaps translated as unification of mind, or let's just say the mind settling and feeling comfortable and cozy and not wanting to go all over the place. So intuitively, this makes sense, right? So if the mind is appreciating, liking, resting with a sense of coziness, say with the breath, I'm going to use the breath as an example, just appreciating the breath, the soothing, calming nature of it, then the mind is happy where it is. It doesn't want to go roam around, think about this, think about that, have more excitement. It's like, oh, this is so good. This is so good right where I am. It's delicious. It's delicious right where I am. Okay. Whereas if there is a sense of, say, if the mind goes to a thought, right? And if you yank it back, and say, okay, stay with the breath, stay here, the breath, the mind will start to not like the breath. Like, oh, okay, back to the breath, in breath, out breath. And it can't wait to get away. So instead, the invitation is, what I invite us to really work with is this sense of kindness, this sense of appreciation. So when the mind, when perhaps a distracting thought arises, I don't even want to call it distracting, but when the thought arises, to recognize it and then say, okay, interesting, thank you. Maybe it's a pleasant thought, maybe it's an unpleasant thought. And then have the intention of, oh, actually, I prefer the breath. Thank you, thought. Thank you for arising. Thanks for being here. Interesting. Please come back later. I have something more interesting and more nourishing, something I'm exploring, I'm having fun with. I'm being with something that's actually more fun, which is the breath, and coming back with that perspective, with that intention. And you can choose your perspective. You can choose your intention. You can choose the perspective of, oh, the breath is just like cardboard and boring and, oh my God. Or you can choose a sense of, this is interesting. Let me explore this. Let me see what's here. So this sense of appreciation, a sense of metta, the sense of goodwill, the sense of coziness. There's so many nuances that you can play with here. The sense of coziness. It doesn't want, you know, it's like when you're, for example, it's raining outside and you kind of, maybe you're bundled up with a warm blanket, fuzzy blanket, and a good book and a cup of tea. It's like, oh, this is so cozy. I don't want to go anywhere. This is great. But if you thought, oh, this is so boring, here I am with a cup of tea, you know, this blanket. It's like you want to go outside and play and splash in the puddles, right? Of course. So check in with the perspective. Check in with the perspective. So why is this helpful in this practice? Because choosing the perspective by settling and calming, by having a sense of coziness and settleness, appreciation for this moment, sense when the mind really has a sense of unification and calm, spaciousness, then it's it's much more malleable. The mind becomes a lot more malleable for working with, for practicing with loving kindness, practicing compassion, forgiveness, and it can tap into these practices on its own, in addition to it being beneficial for insight practice. So in a way, the sense of metta appreciation brings up a settledness of mind, which then the settledness of mind can give rise to more metta appreciation insight. So they play together, and it all starts with the perspective that we choose. So without further ado, let's practice together. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. If you need to shift, sit up straighter, if that's what your body needs. If you need to lie down, move to a cushion. See what your body needs. And then starting with this, setting the intention ever so gently. Intention can be smooth, can be soft, gentle, like your favorite song, music. It doesn't have to be harsh. It can be just a gentle whisper in your own ear. It can even be as an inquiry, the intention. How can I grow a sense of ease, peace, settledness, appreciation for this moment's simple experience, just as it is, to rest in it, to completely rest. Rest in its coziness, and its calming, soothing, nourishing nature. Allowing yourself to set this intention for this attitude towards the present moment experience. Attitude of warmth, care, kindness, with the sensations of the breath. As they arise in the body, sense of interest, appreciation, warmth, as if you're holding a little newborn and rocking this tender newborn back and forth, interested, curious, not wanting to drop it. And when thoughts arise, when friends, buddies come, say, hey, let's go play, say, thank you, I'll come another time, come back later, ask me again later. Right now, I don't want to drop this precious little baby. I'm rocking this tender little baby. Gently, tenderly. Letting yourself rest, relax. Settle into your body. Settle into a sense of receiving, appreciating, holding, as if holding the breath, in breath and the out breath. As if meeting this breath for the first time. Every breath anew, fresh. A newborn. Holding a newborn, you want your body to be relaxed and soft, not rigid. So allowing your body to be soft, relaxed. Settled in the chair, in the cushion. As thoughts arise, these buddies arise, friends come, take you away, then you realize, oh, wait, I've left with these friends, and say thank you, friends, without any judgment to yourself or the friends, just friendliness, thank you for stopping by, but you know, I want to go hold the little newborns, cozy, so lovely, so sweet. I'll come hang out with you another time. And just smile, smilingly, returning to the breath, appreciating the breath. The sensations that you may have never felt before. So many aspects, so many aspects, dimensions of this moment's experience, the breath in the body, the miracle that it is to appreciate. What an amazing opportunity. What a gift, this time to relax and be. Just be. To be with this loveliness called the breath. As if you were wearing glasses, particular lenses, through which you see, perceive the miracle that is this breath. See the breath with a sense of awe. Perceive it with a sense of appreciation, warmth, care. See what works best for you. The metaphor of the newborn being rocked, and or these glasses that allow you to see differently, perceive differently. Explore for yourself. Perspective of appreciation. And now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, you can keep the image of the newborn by your belly, being held, rocked tenderly, the breath received in the abdomen. And over the glasses, you can keep the breath as the foreground if you wish. And also, if you wish, you can open up to appreciating this moment's experience, whatever else is arising and passing. The same perspective. Maybe a sensation in your knee, your foot arises. Can there be a sense of receiving that with sense of appreciation? Oh, this too. Opening up to it, resting with it. And when no longer prominent, maybe returning to the breath, wholeheartedly appreciating the breath. Then maybe a sound becomes prominent. Appreciating the sound with a smile. And when no longer prominent, returning again to the newborn, appreciating, holding, rocking, smiling. This miracle. Or perhaps opening more widely to the sphere of experience with appreciation as they arise and pass, even if challenging. Yet resting, calm, soothed, stable. And it's okay to just rest with the breath of the newborn and appreciate it throughout the session. Imbuing your awareness with metta expressed as appreciation. Maybe dropping an appreciation that you can sit right now, have this opportunity for practice in Sangha. With community. And you may need to repeat coming back to the breath newborn 100 times. It's okay. No need for self-judgment. Be gentle, be kind. Possible to connect and sustain the appreciation, the connection with the entire in-breath, entire out-breath. And the pauses in between. And for the last moments of this practice, whatever arose or did not arise, if a lot of friends came by, took you away for some time, it's okay. Even if there was connecting with the breath, this moment's experience for 1 second, that's infinitely more than no seconds. There was just a millisecond of connecting with appreciation in this moment's experience. You're planting seeds, letting go of judgment, just appreciating yourself, bringing the appreciation for your own wholesome engagement, however it showed up. Appreciating yourself, all the causes and conditions that brought you to this point, and how your practice However shoddy it might feel, it's planting seeds for awakening, for happiness, for freedom, for yourself, and to serve all beings everywhere. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, I'd love to hear some reflections. You can type it in chat for everyone to see if you wish, or raise your blue hand if you wish. And raising the blue hand would be clicking on participants, opens a window, and under that it says raise hand. You can do that. And while you do that, I'll say a couple of words about the practice, which is, if there's a sense of appreciation, as I was saying, connecting, intentionally appreciating, a sense of metta, appreciation as one aspect of metta, as one aspect of goodwill, intertwined with awareness, the two intertwined with the present moment's experience, say with the breath as the anchor, it tends to support settling the mind for concentration or samadhi, unification of mind, to arise more easily. So, of course, your mileage might have varied tonight, because you might have had many friends visiting, and maybe not, but it's all okay. Just learning, exploring. So if you wish to share anything you realize, you noticed, you're welcome to do that. And I'll give it a pause, a moment or two. If you notice that you're actually, there are a lot of distractions, that's okay too. That's okay too. What worked, what didn't? Jesse says, oh, you're welcome, Jesse. You're very welcome. See appreciation from Jesse. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Any reflections? Anything you notice? Do you feel more settled than you did? Ah, thank you. I don't know your first name because your last name is showing up, and I'll say one participant says, my first moment of stability in days. Yay! Yay! That's great. May you build on that. May it continue to grow for you. Ellen says on YouTube, a very soothing practice. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Ellen. Violet says, let's see. That was from Violet. Thank you, Violet. And the name thing on Zoom is sometimes funky. And Kim says, my body is still gently rocking with my breath. Oh, that's lovely, Kim. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Bill shares, wasn't able to focus on any one visualization, had some success thinking of being in a zendo and thoughts being clutter. Great. Fantastic, Bill. I love your creativity. Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you. Yeah. So a sense of appreciation is what I would really like to support you to really bring into the sense of the present moment experience. So I'll give it another pause or two for any reflections that might be coming. And also, so let me give it a pause before shifting gears. So before we go into practice groups today, I have a question for you. And let's see, I have a poll. Let me see if this poll is working. Hold on. Oh, no, the poll got erased. Oh, well, the joys of Zoom. Okay, let me see if this is going to be, I might be able to do this in real time. So here's the poll. Here's the question I have for you, dear community, and we might do this multiple times. So the question is this. Many of you have asked if there's a way to connect and communicate outside of happy hour, this practice of loving kindness that we're doing together. So a couple of options have come up. We're trying to figure out what's the best way. So one option that we're contemplating is having a mailing list, a Google Groups mailing list where folks can join and people can send each other email. The advantage being that you can, if, as long as you have an email address, you can join that and be part of the community. There could be announcements on there or sending questions to each other, etc. So that's one option. The second option is a Facebook closed group, which is a private group. Both of these would be private. The Facebook closed group, the advantage is that it has more functionality for sharing, but the disadvantage is that it's on Facebook with lack of privacy and people may not be on Facebook. You have to go and check Facebook. So these are the two questions we are contemplating. So let me see if I can quickly create this poll, which got erased. Let's see here. So I'm going to, so the first question, so first preference is Facebook. Well, actually, no, let's say Google mailing list. The second option is Facebook. Let's see if it's going to work. The second is either, or the third option is either, and the fourth option is neither. I wouldn't join any of them. So here, so let's see. Let's see if this is going to work. Okay, let's try this. Doing this real time. Okay, so say, okay, here we go. Oh no, it erased it. Oh God. All right, well, So tell you what, maybe it's not possible Zoom is not helping me out right now. So maybe those of you who have opinions, please put them in chat and I'll go through them later. Okay. So we have a couple of, so if you like either, maybe just vote by writing for your preferences. Okay. Okay, great. Just write these out. I'll go through them. Yes, actually, that's another possibility. So, okay, so here we're going to, okay, let's, oh yeah, let's do this. Okay, yeah. We're going to do it this way. Sorry. Let's do it. So let's do it. So people who prefer a Google mailing list, please click yes. Click, there's a yes. And I can see how many yeses for a Google mailing list. Again, you just have to have a mailing list. So people who like that, please, no, don't raise your hand. Just click on yes. Oh, actually, I guess maybe you don't have a people who are on the phone. Okay, so I'll count you. Okay, so we have 10 yeses. Okay, great. Okay, so 9 yeses and 1 raised hand. Fantastic. Okay, so that's for Google mailing list. Okay, so now I'm going to clear all that. And now let's do people who prefer Facebook. Please click yes. I see no's are going. That's great. If you prefer that, prefer click on, it's click on yes. If you click on, I think reactions or something, it will give you that option. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So we have 2 yeses, the click 3 clicked yeses. And okay. It seems like Facebook is losing 3, maybe 4, including Louise, who, okay, Great. Okay. Thank you all. I think the community has spoken. 10 versus 3 or 4. So it seems like majority prefers a mailing list. Thank you for taking the time. Yay. Community participation. Yay. Love you guys. Okay. So with that, now let's go into the, now that you have riled up, you know, all their preferences without the settling, let's see if we can go back to the settledness that we had rocking the breath. And with that, let's go. Let's practice in community now. And I will create the breakout groups, size of 3. And the prompt tonight is, yeah, any reflections you want to share with each other about what came up for you about this practice, sense of appreciation. So let's see. Okay, groups are being made. Okay, so one more second as I readjust the numbers. Always in fun last minute. Okay. All right. So the groups are of size 3. Perfect. I'm going to open them up now. Here we go. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. So, any reflections you'd like to share, you can either raise your hand, please, and I'll ask you to unmute, or you can type them in chat. Any reflections about anything? I'd love to hear from you. Oh, Kathleen says, group was a gift. Let's get the Google bit going. Oh, great. I appreciate the enthusiasm. Kathleen, appreciate that. And Yuka says, we know true relaxation when we connect with ourselves and go home and relax inside. At that time, I learned that I could only know what I really was. Thank you. Love. Oh, sweet. Thank you, Yuka. Beautiful. Thank you for your poetic words. Yeah. Phil says, I really love the baby metaphor. Great, Phil. Fantastic. And you can use it anytime. It's yours to take. Paula says, 3 of us, all essential workers, 2 teachers and 1 healthcare professional. Wow. Thank you to the 3 of you, Paula and Paula's co-practitioners in the same group. Claire says, appreciate how much the practice is changing me. Thank you, Claire, for sharing that. I get chills reading that. And Nav says, gratitude for this year of support from you and the team at IMS that made this possible. I guess IMC, you mean, that made this possible over the last few months. It's been incredible. Oh, thank you, Nav. Thank you for your words of gratitude. I'm touched. And Phil says, we pondered the difference between gratitude and appreciation. Good question. We'll leave that for next time, Phil, because we're already running out of time. So I'll read the last reflection here. Jesse says, agreed. Thank you, IMC. Such wonderful support. Yay. Thank you. And also Alana adds, agreed as well. What a beautiful resource. What a beautiful resource. Ah, can't talk anymore. Thank you all. Thank you for your beautiful presence. One more. Yes, thank you. Having this session for the last several months. I guess all the thank yous are pouring in. Sense of appreciation for this present moment is now catching fire on everything, on this offering. So thank you all. Really appreciate your practice. You showing up, supporting each other, supporting yourself, being changed, feeling changed. And may our practice support the awakening of ourselves and all beings everywhere. Thank you all. I have deep appreciation for you. Now I'm going to ask you, if you wish, to unmute yourself for our cacophonous, joyous goodbyes.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Bye-bye.
Nice
thank you, Nikki.
Bye, Billy.
Bye.
Bye, Violet. Good night.
Bye, everyone. Take
care. Thank you.
Thank you.